Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight.
The recording has started.
God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. And we want to say welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome each of you on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming to join us here at the Prayer News Network Global. We bless the Lord for you. We thank God for you. And all we have realized, you can be so many other places, but you have elected to come and be with us on tonight. So we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just want to thank on tonight all of our international listeners, as we always do. Wherever you are calling from, wherever you are listening from, we just thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for telling someone about us. And listen, as you're coming in, we would love for you to invite someone else to come. Invite, invite, invite. Glory to God. Invite, invite. It's all about the numbers. And listen, it's not about marketing. It's not about sales. But it's all about getting this word out. It's all about getting the word out at any cost. That's what it's all about. So we thank God for you tonight. We thank God for you, 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 and you. God bless you tonight. Thank you for taking time out to come and be with us. We thank you so very much. Amen. We thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Listen, as you're coming in, we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite someone to come. Invite them. Just tell them. Tell them to come and join you on tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global. We're excited, people of God. We're excited for what the Lord is doing. Truly, the Lord is doing us well. And we're grateful to him. We're grateful to him for it. Amen. We're so very grateful to the Lord for it. Amen. Jesus, and I tell you, there's no place that we'd rather be than right here, right now. Thank God for you. We thank the Lord for you for coming out to be with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead and pull up a seat. Amen. Go ahead and get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Amen. Get your Bible. And let's go into the presence of the Lord on tonight. Let us go into the presence of the Lord. And listen, we don't want to go by ourselves, but we want to invite someone to come and be with us on tonight. Go ahead and invite them. Go ahead and invite them. Amen. Go ahead and invite them on tonight. Just take a minute. Just take a minute. It just takes a minute. Amen. Just takes a minute to go out and invite. Glory to God. Go ahead. Go ahead and invite. 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 Amen. Invite tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, to God, we thank God. Amen. For all that he's doing. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight, and we thank God again for you, 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 you. We thank God for you. Invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite on tonight. Tell them to come. Glory to God. Be with you. Amen. As we go into the presence of the Lord, we just want to thank God again for all of our listeners. We thank the Lord tonight for those that are listening via Facebook, those that are listening on tonight via PNN Facebook page, those that are listening via our new ReArt Prayer Group 52 page, and for those of you that are listening via blog radio. We thank the Lord for you. However you're listening, however you're tuning in, we just give God thanks. We just give God praise for you. Amen. We give God praise for you. Amen. We pray that you've had a blessed day. Amen. Jesus, let us remember. Glory to God. Let us be prayed for. Glory to God. Those that are in the way of the storm, we want to be praying for them. We're getting some rain here. Not a whole lot. Just some wind, gusts of wind. But we thank God on tonight that we're covered, glory to God. But we want to definitely, as you're listening at the news, looking at structure that's out and about, we want you to be sure to pray. Stop and pray. Don't just look, amen, and get all in your feelings, but we want you to pray. Say a prayer. Pray for the people who are experiencing destruction. And pray for them, amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God tonight again for each and every one of you. We want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with us on tonight. We are rebroadcasting on tonight. We thank God for all that he has been doing in these rebroadcasts. God, we bless him. Amen, Jesus, we bless him on tonight. I don't know about you, but I have been thoroughly enjoying these rebroadcasts, amen, causing us to check and double check, causing us to stop and look again, causing us, glory be to God, to pick up the rug, pick up those corners, glory to God, get the dirt from under that rug, amen, glory to God. So we bless the Lord, amen, for the Lord is cleaning us, he's cleansing us, purging us, people of God, purifying us. We are washed by the word. Now that's what the word of God said. Glory to God. We're washed by the word. We're cleansed by the word of God. And listen, people of God, we have been listening. We have been listening at this word. Glory to God. We have been listening. Glory to God for, let's see how long it's been now. We have been here listening at this word. My God. Now for 900. This is day number 951. This is day number 951. Can I say that again? This is day number 951. Glory to God, and we've been here just about every day. Amen. We've had some days in between here and there, but the schedule, we've been on schedule, and today is 951. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Just tell the Lord, just lift your voice and tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Glory to God. That's a miracle. That's amazing. But listen, it is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We, again, we're trying to get this word out, just trying to help somebody, and somebody along the way, glory to God, then our living, our efforts, our sacrifices will not be in vain. So we thank God tonight again. I want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Glory to God again. Thanking God for all our listeners, those of you that call in. We thank God for you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for our leaders. Thanking him for my leaders on tonight, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James, and thanking God for Mother Carrie James and the family. Tonight for Dr. Samuel Huggins James, Senior Apostle. Thanking him on tonight for Dr. K. Atina. He's our, I think, Bishop and Intersection of Prelate of the state of Georgia, thanking him in the Northeastern jurisdiction. And for the women of God that stand by their side, we give God thanks, we give God praise for them on tonight. Just want to thank God for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Glory to God, faithful people, faithful men, women of God. And God, listen, we know that we're post-pandemic now, but we thank God that we're yet on their hearts and that they're able to make time in their busy schedules to come out and be with us whenever they can. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. That's a blessing. That's a blessing, people of God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For our prayer warriors, each and every one of them. Amen. Just thanking God for our prayer warriors, those that are listening, truly has the heart of PNN in their heart and in their spirit. We give God thanks and we give God praise for them. And thanking God for our scripture reader. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. To the Lord's doing so much. I'm so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Do what we can say. The Lord is doing us well. And people got and the Lord. There is a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Go ahead and get yourself in. Go ahead again and send out a message to one people, maybe even three people. Look God on that text message, that group text. Send out that text message. Let them know, hey, come and join me on PNN. Tonight. Join me on the PNN tonight. So we bless the Lord. Again, we give God thanks and give God praise for all that he's doing. Glory to God. We bless his holy name on tonight. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we want to get ready to our life. We want to get ready. People are getting our minds ready, getting our spirit ready. Glory to God, getting ready to hear the word. Amen. We have a man of God coming on tonight. Glory to God, a man of God with all of his heart. Glory to God, we're getting ready to hear from him on tonight. And I think you know who that is. Amen. But listen, we want to go ahead and sanctify the line. So go ahead and pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. And we are getting ready to go into our broadcast that's all in progress. God bless you, God. Listen and hand all that you can get.
Here, no God, we ask that you stir it up, bring it to the forefront in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch our ears, oh God, that we might hear a specific word that is sent just for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every case is different. Oh, God, and so we ask, oh, God, that you look on us from country to country, oh, God, from heart to heart. Everything is a different platform, oh, God, for the needs of our people, oh, God. But most of all, God, we know that we're on one accord because we all need you. So, God, we thank you, oh, God, for touching our minds. Oh, God, we thank you for touching our hearts, oh, God. We thank you for touching our souls, oh, God. Stir us up, oh, God. Give us new avenues, oh, God. Give us new adventures, oh, God. The things that you have for us, let us obtain everything that we need that is according to you, according to what you need, thing that you have written the book for us. God, help us walk accordingly. God, order our steps, oh God, in the word of God. Help us to hear where we are, oh God. Line us up, line upon line, precept upon precept, oh God. Turn us inside up. Oh God, open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour us out a blessing, oh God. Oh, God, the blessing that we need to get us out of the place that we are. Oh, God, even in the place of complacency, God, you know that place, oh, God. Speak to each individual that needs the direction, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, oh, God, for even now, anointing every ear to hear what you're saying to each individual. Oh, God, where there's healing, God, we thank you for healing, oh, God, because you know that you are healing, God. Oh, God, those that need peace in their life, oh, God, we know that you are peace-giving God, oh, God. Oh, God, those that need financial things, oh, God, you know what you need. God, help them to put it on their heart. But, God, most of all, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and you will add everything that we need unto it. Oh, God, we're just so thankful tonight because we know that you'll do it, oh, God. God, even the healing that is needed, oh, God. Some may have been coming and asking for a healing, and you have not given it. But, God, we ask, oh, God, stir up a new mind, oh, God, to accept, oh, God, that you can do anything but fail. God, you are not a failing God. And, God, we look to you for being the Alpha of the Alpha and Omega of our life, the beginning and the end. Without you, there is nothing, oh God. And God, without you, we can't make it, oh God. Help us to accept that in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, the things that we need to be adding into our life, oh God, we thank you for putting it there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up our hearts, tune our ears to hear what you're speaking to us, oh God. Help us to put our receptors out there, our feelers out there, God, that we be receptive for the word as it comes forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, line the speaker's mind up, God. Oh, God, with the heart of you, oh, God, that you're speaking directly to our needs, oh, God. Oh, God, in a time like this, we do need a Savior. Oh, God, without you, Lord, things are so rough. Things are so tight. Oh, God, it's coming one after the other, and every time it's this, and every time it's this, it's just bad things. It's a bad messenger every time we look around. Oh, God, but we know that even in the midst of this, you'll give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, help us to look to the hill which cometh our help, and that help is you, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, right now, oh, God, for touching that speaker right now in the name of Jesus, touching them from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, oh, God. Help us to minister profoundly for the things that you got, that you have given them, oh, God. Help us to come forth with power and might, oh, God, to secure, deliver, set us free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you touch our hearts. Give us a heart of flesh, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to see the things that are wrong in our lives tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to see it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, clean us up, oh, God, that we may be rightfully divide your word, oh, God, that we may see the things that you're speaking to us in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, we just thank you, oh, God, for being the Alpha in our life, oh, God, the beginning, oh, God, the infinite God that keeps on giving, the infinite God that keeps on giving direction, the infinite God that keeps on giving information in order for us to make it from point A to point B. God, we just thank you, oh, God, for even touching everybody, every heart, every mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give a repentance heart, oh, God, that we repent daily for the things, oh, God. Clean us up, oh, God, that we may be, that we have openly, that we can openly receive your word in the name of, and do your will, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just ask that you bless the line right now in the name of Jesus. Bless it, oh, God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Whatever a mother needs, oh, God, we thank you for sending that word. Whatever a father needs, oh, God, we thank you for sending that word, oh, God. Whatever salvation they need, God, we thank you for sending it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, when they need strength, God, we thank you for sending that strength tonight. Stir it up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Open it up, oh, God. Open it up like never before. In times like this, we do need a Savior, God. Hallelujah. Without you, God, we know that we cannot do nothing without you, God. Hallelujah. Without you, God, we know that we will fail, God. Without direction, God, hallelujah, we thank you for direction, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, light our pathways, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for everything being done in your Son's name, oh, God. And, God, we ask, oh, God, that you bless PNN right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just bless our founder in the name of Jesus, God. Put into her hands the things that she needs, oh, God, the connections that she needs, oh, God. Oh, God, that you will bless PNN, that it will be blessed over and over again, that it will be a supplier for the people, to supply their needs, oh, God, in a time like this, that the speakers they were only astonished by the things that will come forth out of their mouths, oh, God, because you have anointed them and appointed them for a time just as this, in a time that we need that we need salvation, oh, God. And, God, when we can't even gather together, but, God, even now, when you say two or three gather together in your name, God, I know there's more than two or three on this line, oh, God. There you be in the midst. And, God, we just thank you, oh, God. We're so grateful, hallelujah, that you're here with us, oh, God. Oh, God, that you're changing lives just for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you're looking on us, oh, God, and you're supplying every need that we need, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we don't count it short, God, but we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. We lift you up, God, because we know you to be a healer, a deliverer. Hallelujah, 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 and a defender. Oh, God, even when we're down and out, God, you said that you would build, you will, if, even if we build our bed in hell, oh, God, you said, Lord, you'll be there with us, oh, God. And then you said you'll be a strong tower for us to climb up on us, oh, God. Help us not to count you short, oh, God. Help us to know that you are what you say in your word. And you will be what you say in your word, oh, God. Shine the light, oh, God, even when there's doubt, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that you give them the answer that they need, to show them that you're there with them in the midst of every situation. Every situation, you're still Lord. You're still God. You're still healing. You're still delivering. And you're still a deliverer. You're still a comforter. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Touch our minds, oh, God. Hallelujah, that we turn over our mind to you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. That we give our ears to you, oh, God. And we hear you, oh, God, when you're speaking to us, when you're calling us to another level, oh, God. Oh, God, touch our heart. Turn our heart inside out, oh, God. Touch our hands, oh, God, that we touch not those things that we don't need to touch, oh, God. Oh, God, and then touch our feet, oh, God, that we stay on the path, oh, God, of righteousness, oh, God. Oh, God, seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, and everything will be added to you, oh, God. And we just give you praise, God. We give you glory in your son's name, oh, God, because we know that it's going to be added unto us, oh, God. And we thank you now for the word of God that came to deliver and set us free tonight, oh, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God, giving thanks, giving praise. Glory to God. Amen. Grab a hold to that prayer. Amen. Grab a hold, grab a hold, grab a hold. Amen. Glory to God to that prayer on tonight. Amen. We touching and agreeing. Amen. It's all about touching and agreeing. Amen. And we believe that it's already done. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Bell. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for that prayer on tonight. And now, people of God, we're going to have, amen, our scripture reading, amen, by Sister Mary Hollings. God bless you. If you just press *6 and come on over, amen, for our scripture on tonight.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Annette Bradley, and to everyone in their rightful place. On tonight, I will be reading Psalms 121, Help from the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, and thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. May God have a blessing to the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you on tonight, people of God. Amen. We're just building. Amen. Getting us ready. Amen. Getting us, pulling our heart in, pulling our mind in. Glory to God. Pulling our spirit in to hear, amen, what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're going to be blessed in song. Glory to God by, amen, one of our PNN songbirds, amen, Sister Robin Jackson. And people of God, on tonight, we're so excited, amen, because the next voice that you will hear, amen, will be that of our speaker. Glory to God, immediately after our sermonic solo, if you will. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. He's no stranger to the line. Amen. He's certainly one of our co-hosts. Amen. He's one of our PNN advisors. We're so grateful, amen, for the Lord. Amen. For bringing him to be a part, amen, of this PNN advisory board. And that's none other than Minister Emmanuel Hogs. people of God coming to us by way of True Holiness Temple Church of God in Athens, Georgia. Again, we are so grateful. We want to admonish you one more time. Get your pen, get your paper, get your amen, get yourself positioned to hear what the Lord has to say. And at this time, amen, we're going to bring, amen, Sister Robin, amen, Sister Robin Jackson to give us a solo. And again, the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker. God bless you, Sister Robin. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. To thank you, Lord, you've been so good, you've been so good, you've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You made a way. You made thank you, Lord. You saved our soul. You saved our soul. You saved to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Church of God, amen, Athens, Georgia, amen, under the leadership of Pastor Mark Hogue, Lady Kalisa Hogue. Thank God for each and every one of you on the line tonight, amen. Truly, we are so excited, amen, about what the Lord, amen, is doing for us in our life, amen. Thank God, amen, we give honor to honor, where honor is due, amen, to our visionary founder of the Prayer News Network, Evangelist Bradley, Amen. To all the each and every one of God's people. Amen. Thank God for those that prepare. Amen. Begin to prepare and set the atmosphere tonight for the opening prayer. Amen. Coming through Evangelist Gale for the song. Amen. Coming through Sister Robin says, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Truly, we have so much to thank God for. He's been so good to us. Amen. Thank God for the scripture reading coming through. Amen. Sister Mary Holland. Amen. We just bless God for this night. God is a good God. Yes, he is. And we come to glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to, amen, go into the word of God. But just before we go into the word of God, amen, 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 we want to pray. And also the piece of song that I want to just sing to tie into my message for tonight that the Lord has given me. Amen. And we want to pray first. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, that give her every good and perfect gift. We humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for this day. We thank you for, God, this Prayer News Network Global. We thank you for every listener that have called in, tuned in, amen, God, to listen to this broadcast this night. We pray tonight, God, that you will have your way. We pray, God, that you will send your anointing, send your Holy Ghost power. Let your power fall on us tonight. Let your spirit, God, rule and rest in us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let a soul be saved. Let the sick be healed. Let the weak be strengthened tonight. Encourage the faint heart tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, work a miracle. Do the impossible. Do what man say can't be done. Turn things around tonight, God, even in our favor. We know that you're able, God. We know you can do it. We believe and we're resting upon your promise. God, we're standing on your word that will not give away. In the mighty name of Jesus, send your anointing, send your power. God, we know that you have anointed these lips of clay, that we may speak only your word that you put into our mouth. Oh, God, none of me but all of you tonight. You be glorified. You be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Piece of song that I would like to sing tonight before we go into the word of God. Amen. The song goes like this. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I believe I'll say that again. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Song says, I'm learning how to depend and lean on Jesus. Amen. He's my friend and he's my God. For if I trust him, I know that he will provide. Amen. Do you believe God to be a provider tonight? Amen, amen. Are you learning? Amen, to depend on Jesus. Amen, because I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Amen, God is a provider tonight. Amen, and God, amen, he will make a way out of no way. Amen, well, like for say, we just bless God for each and every one of you tonight. Amen, to have tuned in, amen, to this broadcast. Amen, to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And truly, God, amen, he has just what we need tonight. Amen. And we come to do the will of our God. Amen. We didn't come to do our own will, but we come to do the sweet will of our God. Amen. We're so happy, amen, to be able to come before you this night. Amen. How God saw fit, amen, for us, amen, to be, amen, where we are right now. Even, amen, you under the sound of my voice. Amen. This is not of ourselves, but this is, amen, the will of God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. We're going to go into the Word of God. Amen. We're going to ask you if you have your Bibles. Amen. If you would turn, amen, with me to a couple of scriptures. Amen. And our first scripture will be coming from the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. Amen. Then afterwards, we're going to turn over to the book of St. Matthew. Once again, our scripture reading will be coming from the book of Proverbs. And then following, we're going to turn over to the book of St. Matthew. The book of Proverbs, we're going to begin reading with the third, amen, the third chapter, amen, in the fifth verse. Proverbs 3 and 5. Amen. The Word of God reads, trust in the Lord all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Amen. We're going to stop right there with that one verse. I know many times, amen, we normally run with the sixth verse with it. Amen. But tonight I'm just going to just, amen, stop at the fifth verse right now. Amen. According to the will of God. Amen. The fifth verse says, Proverbs 3 and 5. The fifth verse says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Amen. If you will, go with me to the book of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Once again, we're going to go to the book of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 6. The Word of God reads, and it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in the city. The second verse says, now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that shall come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and shew John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word, for we know that God's word is blessed. Amen. We have read to you St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 6. Amen. And we praise God tonight. Amen. For, amen, this message that the Lord has given me. Amen. I want to give you a little background on this message that the Lord began to burst out in me before we get, amen, into it, the Word of God. Amen. I praise God even on how on yesterday, amen, last night, amen, on the Prayer News Network. Amen. My brother, amen, began to come on the line. Amen. Amen. Which is my pastor as well, Pastor Mark Holt. Amen. He is my natural brother as well. And praise God, God has, amen, has us labor in the gospel, amen, together, amen. And behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, amen. But I praise God, amen, he began to come to us on last night and speak to us out of God's word, amen, letting us know no need to look for another, amen, no need to look for another. Amen. And he began to come, amen, from the same passage, amen, that I read from tonight. Amen. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, amen, verses 1 through 6. And he might have read a few more. Amen. But how that how this began to come about. Amen. And the Lord began to give me the same scriptures. Amen. But I want to give you a little background. Amen. How this come about, because God, he does all things well. Amen. How that, amen, this past Sunday, amen, we was in our Sunday morning worship service. Amen. And we began to go down, amen, and open a prayer. Amen. God began to move, amen, from the time that people of God walked into the building, from Sunday school on till, amen, the whole service. The anointing of God was so heavily in the building. Amen. And whatever time, amen, the saints began to come in, amen, God had a blessing with their name on it. Amen. And praise God, amen, as we begin to go down after Sunday school, amen, as we begin to go down into our opening prayer, amen, before we went into our praise and worship, amen, service that Sunday morning. Amen. We begin to go down into opening prayer. Amen. Pastor began to call on one of the missionaries to pray. Amen. And I tell you, amen, the missionary prayed under the anointing and the unction of the Holy Ghost. God began to come in the room and begin to touch our heart. Amen. God began to let his spirit rest upon us. Amen. And we began to get up from prayer, the opening prayer. Amen. The presence of God was so heavy on us that we couldn't do nothing but just, amen, we was, amen, arrested in the Holy Ghost. We couldn't do nothing but just, amen, open our mouth and bless the Lord. Amen, and give God praise and give God glory. Amen, for his presence abiding, amen, in the midst, amen, of the tabernacle, in the midst of the sanctuary, and amen, and in the midst of God's people. Amen, we begin to just, amen, feast, amen, and rest, amen, under the anointing, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Huh? Amen, and how that, amen, that the service was going forth. Huh? Glory be to God. And we begin to get caught up in the praise. Amen. The power of God began to come down and began to, amen, quicken us and set upon us as cloven tongues as a fire. Amen. And we all begin to be filled with the presence of God and with the anointing of God. Amen. And as I begin to just, amen, lose myself in the Holy Ghost, amen, as I begin to, amen, amen, take hold of faith and be quickened by the Spirit of God, amen, I begin to go forth in the praises. Amen. I begin to sing and shout. And I begin to go forth in the dance. Amen. And give God the praise because the Lord was in the building. And the Lord was liberating. And the Lord was loosing shackles. The anointing of God was destroying yokes. The anointing of God was healing sick bodies. The anointing of God was turning situations around. Glory be to God. Amen. And as I begin to praise God, amen, I begin to go forth in the dance. Amen, yes, amen. Amen, we still do the holy dance. Amen, we still pick our feet up and put them down. The Bible says praise them in the dance. Amen, the highest praise, amen, is the dance with the feet. Amen, the highest praise with the mouth is hallelujah. Amen, but the highest praise that you can give God is the dance. And the Bible began to tell us in the book of Psalms, he said, praise up in the dance. Glory be to God. And we begin to go forth in the dance. We begin to lift Jesus up. Amen. But it began to get personal. It already was personal, but it began to get even more personal. Because as I begin to go forth in the dance, and as I was dancing and praising God, amen, God began to come to me. And God began to speak to me. Glory be to God. Right while I was dancing and praising him. Amen. God began to come and speak to me. I heard the voice of God. It was loud and clear. It overrode the music. It overrode, amen, my hallelujah. It overrode, amen, my thank you, Jesus. It overrode, amen, every stomp that I began to put up and put down on the floor. Amen, the voice of God, it was so loud and so clear, amen, in my ears, and as I was praising God, as I was going forth in the dance, I heard the Lord come to me, huh? And the Lord began to speak to me, huh? Loud and clear, huh? And the Lord began to ask me a question, huh? He began to ask me, huh? Do you really trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? God began to ask me, huh? Right there during the service, huh? Right there, wait a minute, in the midst of my praise, huh? God began to ask me, huh? He began to ask me a question, huh? He said, do you trust me, huh? Like you really say you do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And I began, huh, to think about the question, huh, that God began to ask me, huh? Amen. I was going through things, huh? I needed God to work things out, huh? Even in my personal life, huh? Even in my life, huh? I needed God, huh, to come to my rescue, huh? Amen, huh? But that morning, huh, God began to ask me, huh? Said, do you trust me, huh? Like you really say you do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And as I begin to praise him and ponder, huh, on what the Lord asked me, huh, I said, Lord, huh, as far as I know, huh, I'm trusting you, huh, with all of my heart, huh? Amen, huh? But Lord, huh, if my faith is lacking, huh, if my faith is wavering, huh, amen, I want you, huh, to give me the faith, huh, that was once delivered unto the saints, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And I kept on, huh? Amen. After a while, huh, my prayer began to turn into worship, huh? Amen. The tears began to stream down my face, huh? I began to just start crying, huh, in the presence of the Lord, huh, because God wanted to know, huh, he wanted to know from me, huh, amen, huh, do I trust him, huh, like I say I do, huh, glory be to God, huh, amen, and at the end, huh, my final answer was, huh, Lord, I trust you, huh, I trust you with my life, huh, I trust you with all of my heart, huh, Lord, I trust you, huh, with everything in me, huh, because you're God, huh, you don't make no mistakes, huh, regardless of what I go through, huh, amen, you have the last final words, huh, amen, and that, huh, amen, which seem to be evil, huh, amen, is working for my good, huh, Romans 28, huh, Romans 8 and 28 says, huh, for we know that all things, huh, work together for good, huh, to them that love God, huh, to them that are called, huh, according to his purpose, huh, is working for your good tonight, huh, if you really love the Lord, huh, is working for your good, huh, if you really trust God, huh, like you say you do, huh, is working for your good, huh. Glory be to God, huh? Amen, huh? And I begin to get up, huh? Amen, as we give amen, huh? As we begin, huh? Amen, to settle down in the praises, huh? The knowing of God was still resting upon me, huh? I still was caught up in the Holy Ghost, huh? And as I begin to get up, huh? And open my mouth, huh? To make known his deeds, amen, huh? Among the people, huh? And let the people know, huh, what my worship experience was, huh, that Sunday morning, huh, I began to tell them, huh, while I was praising God, huh, in the middle of my praise, huh, God began to visit me, huh, God began to come, huh, directly to me, huh, and he began to ask me, huh, amen, with a loud voice, huh, that I could hear him clearly, huh, he began to ask me, huh, do you really love me? Me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, huh? And as I begin to make known, huh? Amen, the deeds among the people, huh? The Holy Ghost, huh? Begin to take over, huh? Even in the praise, huh? God begin to bring two scriptures, huh? To my mind, huh? Proverbs the 3rd chapter, huh? In the 5th verse, huh? To trust in the Lord, huh? God, with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord tonight, with all your heart. People, God, trust in the Lord. Not halfway, not sometime, but trust in the Lord, with all thine heart, with everything in you, no matter what you got to go through, trust in the Lord, with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding, don't lean to what it look like, don't lean to what it seem like, don't even lean to other people's opinion, you trust God with all your heart, you trust God even when you can't see your way, glory be to God, and that was one scripture the Lord began to bring to me, as I was still going forth in the praise, and then the other scripture, was the one from St. Matthew, that we just read, the 11th chapter, when John was, amen, thrown into prison, amen, for preaching, for preaching holiness, for preaching righteousness, they cast John into prison, they bound him hand and foot, they cast him into prison, amen, and John, began to sit in the prison, and no doubt John, began to get a little worried, he began, to get a little restless, amen, sitting in that prison. He was wondering, where is God? Where is my Savior at? Where is my Deliverer at? Glory be to God. Don't that sound just like you and me, when we get in situations, when our back is against the wall, we begin to start questioning our faith. We begin to start questioning our God. Amen. We begin to start wondering. We begin to start getting a little antsy. We begin to start getting a little restless, and we begin to wonder, God, where are you at? Lord, are you going to come through for me? Lord, are you going to deliver me out of this situation? Glory be to God, but trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. Your back may be against the wall, but you trust God. Trust God anyhow. Trust God in spite of what it feel like. It don't always feel good. Sometimes the growing pains, amen, they are very painful. Bring the glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But you trust God in the midst of the growing pains. Amen. If God brought you to it, God will bring you through it. Sometimes we wonder how. Lord, how are you going to deliver me out of this one? How are you going to get me out of this situation? But if he did it before, he'll do it again. If he did it before, he got the power to do it again. And John was in prison, amen, for preaching righteousness, for preaching, amen, against wrongdoing. And the devil got mad, just like he do today, when you're living for God, when you're serving God, amen, trying to fulfill the will of God. Don't think the devil's happy, don't think the devil's in favor of it, he's not. The devil has a roaring lion, has come down to you, he has come down with great wrath, glory be to God. He's mad. That devil's upset because you're living for God. That devil's upset because you got your faith in God. And he wants to destroy your faith. He wants to get you to doubt God. He wants you to let him make you think that God is not going to deliver you in the time of trouble. But the devil is a liar. He's a father of lies, and there is no truth in him. He'll come to you, and he'll whisper in your ear. He'll speak to the spirit of your mind, and he'll try to get you to question your faith. He'll say, what's the use? You're doing all of this. What good is it doing you? You're praying, but it seems like your prayers are going unanswered. You're singing and shouting. You're praising God, but it seems like the blessings are not coming down. But when the praises of God are going up, then the blessings, they will come down. Keep on praising him. Keep on praising him. Keep on singing. Keep on shouting. Because the blessing's going to come down. Satan got to loose. He got to loose your blessing. He wants to aim and try. To aim and cause your blessings to be hung up. But you got to shake them. Shake them loose. You go through that tree. You shake that tree. Till those apples start falling. You shake that tree. Till the oranges start falling. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not portion of your heart. Not some of your heart. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thy own understanding. Your own understanding, meaning what you think. How you think the outcome is going to be. How you think it's going to work out. That's your understanding. And your understanding, it may not be lined up with the will of God. You think in one way, when God said, I'm going to come in a total different way. Glory be to God. But you got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. And as the Lord began to move in our Sunday morning service, amen, this Sunday that just passed, at the noon of God begin to move on us. Amen. When it was all said and done, God began to send a witness. God began to send confirmation. Amen. And Pastor Mark, Pastor began to get up. Amen. And he began to give exhortation. Amen. Glorifying God. Because he began to say, this was a witness to what God has given him. That same morning, early that Sunday morning, God gave him the same message, coming from the same scripture. Glory be to God. Won't God do it? He revealeth his secrets unto his servants. Glory be to God. You walk in God's word. You be in tune with God. You can hear God. You can hear the voice of God. And God will give you what he has given somebody else. Amen. God will give you, amen, what he has put in somebody else's spirit. Amen. To be a witness. Amen. To work together, hand in hand. Glory be to God. Amen. And he began to preach on last night the same scripture, because God, he wants us to know tonight. Amen. No need to look for another. When you're trusting God, it ain't no need to turn to another. Amen. Peter began to say, I am persuaded that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Where else are we going to go? Who else is going to do us like Jesus? Who else is going to love us? Who else is going to keep us in the midst of the storm? He said, amen. Lord, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I'm going to stay right here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay in the will of God. I'm going to stay where God placed me. I'm going to stay where God want me to be. I'm going to stay in God's holy word. Don't get out of the word, but stay in the word. When you get out of the word, you're leaning to your own understanding. But when you stay in the word, you're trusting the Lord. You're standing on the promises of God. The odds may be against you, but greater is he that is with you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The scripture picked it up in the book of Romans. That if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be on our side, he's more than the whole world against us. With Christ, we will win. With Christ, we will win. We're on the winning side. We're on the winning team. If you go with Jesus, you're going the right way. But if you get off the Jesus team and get on some other team, you on the losing team. You will lose. But with Christ, we will win. Amen. Do you trust me like you really say you do? That's what I want to leave with you tonight. That's my topic for this night. Do you trust me like you say you do? These are the words of the Lord tonight. These are not my words. I'm not telling you to trust me. Amen. But these are the words of God tonight. God is asking. God is asking you a question. Do you trust me like you really say you do? You say you're trusting God with your mouth, but are you trusting God with all of your heart? Your mouth can say anything, but your heart is going to determine your actions. Glory be to God. Do you trust me like you say you do? Saith the Lord in layman's terms. Amen. To break it down to you. Do you trust God like you say you do? Do you really trust God? Amen. Do you really? Are you really trusting God like you say you are? It's easy to sing and shout when everything is well. It's easy to sing and shout when you got food all in the house running over. It's easy to sing and shout when your car is filled to the T with gas. When your car insurance is paid. Amen. When your mortgage is paid. When your rent is paid. When your light bill is paid. When your gas bill is paid. Everything is paid up. All your bills are paid. It's easy to sing. It's easy to shout. It's easy to feel good. Because you don't have a care in this world at that moment. But when it begins to reverse, way you want. When frustration is coming your way, you're becoming frustrated. You're becoming irritated and agitated. Amen. You've been going through it for a period of time. Amen. Do you still trust God like you say you do? Glory be to God. Amen. And here, John, amen, the Baptist, he was thrown into prison at this time. Amen, for preaching the word of God. Amen, he was thrown into prison. And then John being in prison, sitting in prison. No doubt, amen, he, amen, began to get uncomfortable. Because he began to sit in prison. Amen, and he was looking for the Jesus to come. Amen, to deliver him. And when it seemed like, just like you and I, when it seemed like God ain't coming, we start questioning ourselves. We start wondering, Lord, are you going to come? Lord, when? Are you going to get me out of this, huh? Lord, are you going to come and deliver me, huh? Lord, are you going to come and heal my body, huh? Lord, are you going to come, huh, and take the pain away, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And John began to sit in the prison, huh? Amen, huh? And it says, now John, huh, had heard in the prison, huh, the works of Christ, huh? He sent two of his disciples, huh? John had disciples, huh? He sent two of his disciples, huh, and said unto him, huh, amen, to Jesus, huh, and said unto him, huh, art thou the Christ, huh? Or not he, huh, that should come, huh? Or do we look for another, huh? Amen. John began to send his disciples, huh? Amen. Sent them to Jesus, huh? Amen. To ask Jesus, huh? Amen, huh? Art thou he, huh, that should come, huh? Are you the one, huh, that's going to come, huh, to my rescue, huh? Or do we, huh, look for another, huh? Do me and my disciples, huh, do we look for another answer, huh? Do we look for another avenue, huh? Do we look for another way out, huh? Do we look for another deliverer, huh? There is, huh, no need to look for another, huh? No need, huh, to look for another, huh? There is no other, huh? There's no other deliverer, huh? There's no other very present help, huh? There's nobody, huh? Nobody, huh, can do me like Jesus, huh? Nobody, huh, can do me like the Lord, huh? I love my mother, huh? She can't do me like Jesus, huh? I love my father, huh? But he couldn't do me like Jesus, huh? My sisters and my brothers, huh? They can't do me like Jesus, huh? Thou art the Christ, huh? The Son of the living God, huh? But John, huh, after preaching in the wilderness, huh, saying, repent, huh? Repent, huh? For the kingdom of heaven, huh, is at hand, huh? And then you can let them know, huh, make the path straight, huh, for his feet, huh? He was in the wilderness, huh? Amen, crying, huh? Repentance, huh? Amen, huh? He even began to tell them, huh, oh, generation of vipers, huh, who have warned you, huh, to flee the wrath of God, huh? He said, bring fruit, huh? Fruit for meat, huh? Bring fruit and meat for repentance, huh? Prove, huh, that you come to be saved, huh? Prove, huh, that you come to turn your life around, huh? Prove, huh, that you love God, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But now, huh, John was thrown into prison, huh, for preaching against adultery, huh? And with Herod's wife, huh? Amen. You gotta let them know, huh, it's wrong, huh, for you to have, huh, somebody else's wife, huh? And the devil got mad, huh? So they begin, huh, to want to crucify him, huh? And they begin, huh, amen to amen, huh, plot against John, huh? They begin to plot, huh, to figure out, huh, we got to crucify him, huh? We got to do away with him, huh? We got to get rid of this man, huh, for preaching this type of gospel, huh? We're offended, huh? We don't like, huh, what we're hearing, huh? We don't like this kind of preaching, huh? We don't like this gospel, huh? That's the way it is today, huh? Everybody don't like, huh, the preaching of the gospel, huh? Everybody don't like, huh, the true word of God, huh? They get offended, huh? But my Bible tell me, huh, blessed is he, huh, who not, huh, amen, be offended, huh, with the word of God, huh? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, huh? And John, huh, he was thrown into prison, huh? Amen for preaching, huh? Amen against sin, huh? Amen and for preaching, huh? Repentance, huh? Prepare ye the way of the Lord, huh? And John began, huh, to sit into that prison, huh? Amen. No doubt days went by, huh? John was in the prison, huh? He didn't hear nothing from Jesus, huh? He didn't see Jesus, huh? That's the same way with us, huh? We go through storms of life, huh? And it seems like, huh, God is not, huh, God is not near, huh, God is not answering, huh, God left us in this situation, huh, by ourselves, huh? But the devil is a liar, huh? He said, I will never leave you, huh? I will never, huh? I will never leave you, huh? Nor will I forsake you, huh? He said in Isaiah, huh? When you go through the fire, huh? I'll go through the fire with you, huh? When you go through the flood, huh? I'll go through the flood with you, huh? They're not going to harm you, huh? The fire is not going to burn you, huh? The flood is not going to drown you, huh? Why? Because God, huh, said, I'll be with you, huh? Amen, huh? Do you trust God, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Do you trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Saith the Lord, huh? The Lord is asking you tonight, huh? Do you trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? You say you trust me, huh? But why are you complaining, huh? You say you trust me, huh? But why are you doubting me, huh? You say you trust me, huh? But why, huh, is your faith wavering, huh? Why are you wavering tonight, huh? My Bible lets me know in the book of James, huh? He that waver, huh, is like a wave of the sea, huh? Let not that man, huh, think to receive, huh, anything of the Lord, huh? A double-minded man, huh, is unstable, huh, in all his ways, huh? You're not going to receive, huh, anything of the Lord, huh? Amen. When your faith is wavering, huh? When your faith is doubting, huh? You can't believe in doubt, huh? At the same time, huh? You cannot believe, huh, in doubt, huh? At the same time, huh? Either you want to believe God, huh, or not, huh? Either you want to trust God, huh, or not, huh? Do you trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Saith the Lord, huh? The Lord wants to know tonight, huh? Do you trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? I hear you, huh? With your mouth, huh? He said, these people, huh? They honor me, huh? With their lips, huh? But their hearts, huh? Is far from me, huh? They're saying with their mouth, huh? I trust you, Lord, huh? But in their heart, huh? They don't believe, huh? That God is going to make a way, huh? They don't really believe, huh? That God is going to see them through, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, huh? But trust in the Lord, huh? With all thine heart, huh? Lean not, huh, to thy own understanding, huh? Stop going by, huh, what you feel, huh? Stop going off, huh, what you see, huh? And take God, huh? Hallelujah, huh? Take God at his word, huh? Take God at his word, huh? Remind God, huh? Remind God of his word, huh? Lord, you said in your word, huh, that you will make a way, huh, in the wilderness, huh? You will, huh, make a way in the desert, huh? You said in your word, Lord, huh, you will open up a door, huh, that no man can close, huh? Glory be to God, huh? You said in your word, Lord, huh, we shall be above, huh, and not beneath, huh? You said in your word, Lord, huh, we shall be the head, huh, and not the tail, huh? You said in your word, Lord, huh, we're blessed, huh, and highly favored, huh? Come on and give them some praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you trust me like you say you do? Saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My time is almost out. Amen. But John was in the wilderness. John was in prison. Amen. And John began to say, he began to send his disciples to Jesus. Said, amen. Art not he that shall come? Or do we look for another? Jesus answered. Jesus sent the disciples back. Amen. With this answer. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and shew John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Amen. Jesus began to let them know, go back and tell John, I'm still working miracles. Amen. I'm in control. Amen. I got all power. But when Jesus, he rose, he said, I rose with all power in my hand. Glory be to God. And he rose with all power in his hand. And he was, amen. He sent the word back to the disciples to tell John, amen, this is a small thing, amen, that you're desiring. This is a small petition. He said, I could just speak the the word, huh, and it shall be done. Huh? Like that centurion soldier, huh? He had enough faith in God. Huh? He believed God with all his heart. Huh? He said, Master, you don't even have to come to my house. Huh? Amen, to heal my child. Huh? He said, hey, glory to God. Huh? He said, you can just speak the word, huh, right where you are, huh, and my child shall be healed. Huh? He had great faith. Huh? Oh, ye of great faith. Huh? And amen, the man. Huh? Jesus began to let the man know. Huh? Amen, go your way. Huh? Amen, your child will be made whole. Huh? When the man got back home, huh, his child was healed. Huh? His child was delivered. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Isn't that just like God? Huh? When you rest on God's word, huh, when you take God at his word, huh, he keeps his promises. Huh? He does everything, huh, that he said he would do. Huh? Don't he do it? Huh? Won't he do it tonight? Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? As the Lord said, huh, do you trust me, huh, like you say you do? Huh? Amen. I hear you. Huh? I hear you saying, Lord, I trust you. Huh? But when the storms of life come, huh, when the storms are raging, huh, amen, do you trust God? Huh? Amen. Just like the disciples, huh, they was out on the ship with Jesus. Huh? Amen. They begin to run into a storm. Huh? Amen. They trusted Jesus. Huh? As long as Jesus was with them, huh? As long as Jesus did everything, huh, that they needed them to do, huh? They trusted Jesus, huh? When they was on the water, huh, and they began, huh, to come upon a storm, huh, a boisterous storm, huh? Amen, huh? They began to go down, huh, to the bottom of the ship, huh, and wake Jesus up, huh, saying, Master, huh, amen, care not, huh, that we perish, huh? Are you concerned, huh? Are you even concerned, huh? You hear the negativity, huh, that they begin to speak, huh? Care is not, huh, that we perish, huh? Do you even care, huh, if we live or die, huh? Do you even care, huh, about our safety, huh? Do you even care, huh, amen, what's going to happen to us, huh? They begin to say, care is not, huh, that we perish, huh? And Jesus, huh, begin to awake, huh? And Jesus, huh, he began to speak, huh? He began to speak to the storm, huh? He said, peace, be still, huh? He said, peace, huh? Be still, huh? And immediately, huh? All of a sudden, huh? All at once, huh? The storm, huh? And the strong boisterous wind, huh? Had to obey, huh? The voice of God, huh? There is power, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? So much power, huh? In the name, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Amen. Tell me, huh? Who can stand, huh? Before us, huh? When we call on, huh, that great name, huh, Jesus, huh, Jesus, huh, there's power, huh, in the name, huh, see, you got to call, huh, on the name of the Lord, huh, amen, huh, he said, whosoever, huh, shall call, huh, upon the name of the Lord, huh, they shall be saved, huh, he'll save your soul, huh, he'll save your body, huh, he'll save your life, huh? Amen. The word save, huh, means to deliver, huh? God will deliver you, huh, out of every situation, huh? If you only call, huh, on that great name, huh, Jesus, huh? But people, huh, they don't want to call on Jesus, huh? They want to do everything else, huh? But call, huh, on the name of the Lord, huh? You got to call, huh, on the name of the Lord, huh? For the name of the Lord, huh, is a strong tower, huh? The righteous run up into it, huh, and they are safe, huh? We're safe, huh, in the arms of Jesus, huh? Keep trusting people, huh? People of God, huh? Keep trusting God, huh? Keep believing, huh? Don't doubt God, huh? For he that doubteth, huh, is like a wave of the sea, huh? Let not that man, huh, think to receive, huh, anything of God, huh? You ain't gonna get nothing, huh? Nothing from God, huh? If you don't trust him, huh? I'm learning how to lean, huh? I'm learning how to depend, huh? Amen on God, huh? Because I know, huh, if I trust him, huh, he will provide, huh? Amen. Jesus said, huh, if you lean on me, huh,
I won't let you fall. Man may let you fall, but lean on Jesus. He won't let you fall. He loves you too much to let you fall. Can't begin to say, my brethren, when you fall, it's a dire temptation. Count it all joy for the trying of your faith. Work it patient. Let patience have a perfect work. That you may be entire, one in nothing. You trust God. You ain't got the lack. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that wait on God, they that trust God, shall not want any good thing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Meaning the Lord is my shepherd. He's my provider. I ain't got to lack. I ain't got to go without. Amen. Whatever I need, God will provide. Come on and say yes. Come on and say yes. Do you trust me like you say you do, saith the Lord. God is asking you tonight, do you trust me like you say you do? Do you really trust God like you say you do? Time is going to tell if you really trust God. Time is going to prove if you're trusting God when you're going through the storm, when you're going through the rain. How are you acting? How are you conducting yourself? What are you saying? What are you doing? When the storms of life are raging, God said, I'll be with you. You got to take God at his word. Take God at his word. No need to look for another. No need to go and try to seek out another avenue. There is no detour. There is no other avenue. People are getting off the highway, and they're getting on the byway. They're getting on the access road, but stay on the highway. The highway of holiness. The highway of heaven. Stay on the highway. Don't get off it, but stay on the highway of holiness. Glory be to God. Saith the Lord, do you trust me like you say you do? Oh, glory be to God. Something to think about tonight. Are you really trusting God like you say you are? Amen. When you're going through your storms, amen, well, how are you acting? Amen. What's your disposition? What are the words of death coming out of your mouth when you're going through the storms? Amen. When you've been going through a situation for so long, amen, it just seemed like. See, that's your understanding, when it seemed like. Amen, that's what you're thinking. Amen, but trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to just have to stop because I didn't get through this message. Amen, but John began to wonder. His faith began to get a little wavy. Amen, being in that prison. He began to wonder, Lord, are you he that should come and deliver me? Or should I look for another? Amen. No doubt John knew that, amen, being in prison wasn't a good thing. No doubt he knew that, amen, what was about to take place. John was beheaded, amen, for this gospel. They began to cut John's head off. Amen. The little girl, Herodias, amen, began to dance. Amen. The little girl began to dance before the king. And the king began to, amen, tell her, I give you, amen, a portion of my kingdom, because he was pleased with her dancing. Amen. And she didn't know what to ask for, so she went to, amen, her mother, which her mother, amen, amen, did not, amen. She was offended, amen, with the word of God. Amen. She began to say, ask for the head of John the Baptist on a charter. Amen. And the little girl probably didn't even know exactly what that was, but she just repeated what her mother told her to say. And she went to the king, and she began to request of the king of the head of John the Baptist on a charter. Amen. And the king, amen, agreed to him, but he had to honor his word. Amen. He did what he said. Amen. And they began to cut the head of John the Baptist off. Amen. John was beheaded. Amen, for preaching, amen, the word of God, and preaching against unrighteousness and sin. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen, but John began to get to a place in his life after, amen, the doubt, after wondering, amen, is it he that shall come, or should I look for another? When Jesus began to send word back to John for the disciples, said, you go back and tell John the things that you see and hear. Let John know, amen, that I'm in control, that I'm right here. Amen. John began to get a sense of peace and security. John began to, amen, rest in the Lord. Amen. Know that he began to say, come what may. Amen. Whatever be time, God will take care of me. Amen. I'm going, if I go down, I'm going down in Jesus' name. If I go down, I'm going down with a fight. Do you feel that way tonight? If it costs my life, if it costs my life, I got to make it to that city. If it costs me, amen, giving up everything, amen, I got to make it, amen. Glory be to God. Do you really trust God like you say you do? Do you trust me like you say you do, saith the Lord? Glory be to God. That's my topic tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? Amen. This is the question that God is asking you tonight. Do you trust me? God is asking. He wants to know tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? Amen. In the hard times, not just in the good times, but in the rough times, in the hard times of life, do you still trust me like you say you do? Glory be to God. Amen. Proverbs 24:10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Amen. See, we can sing and shout like I forestated. Amen. We can run around, amen, the church, amen, when everything is well. Amen. But when things are not so well, when the road is dark and the road is gloomy, amen, we begin to faint. And my Bible tells me in Proverbs 24:10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Meaning, amen, you ain't as strong as you think you are. Amen. You ain't trusting God like you say you're trusting God. Every time the storm of life come and blow, you ready to give up. You ready to throw your hands. I can't take this anymore. I can't do this no more. Amen. I'm just going to give. I'm just ready to throw in the towel. Every time you turn around, you always ready to throw in the towel. Put on some strength. Arise and put on some strength. Amen. Get some faith. Where is your faith in God? Tell me, where is your faith in God tonight? Glory be to God. Why are you doubting God? Amen. Why are you allowing the devil to tell you, it's, amen, this situation is impossible? All things are possible to him that believeth. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. We ought to pray and ask God to give us the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Glory be to God. Job began to say, amen, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. After all that Job went through, he said, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. He said, for I know my Redeemer liveth. Glory be to God. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. My final closing scripture, amen, reference scripture, Revelations, amen, 2 and 10. Revelations, amen, 2 and 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Glory be to God. He said, fear none of those things. When you trust in God, you ain't going to fear none of those things that you have to suffer. He said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. You're going to suffer things. People, God, you're going to go through some tests. You're going to go through, amen, so the storms of life. You're going to go through hard trials. But he says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, meaning take notice. Amen. Be ready. Be on guard. Be prepared. The devil shall cast some of you into prison. Amen. Some of you may have to go to prison for preaching this gospel. Some of you may have to go to prison for preaching against unrighteousness, for preaching against sin. The devil's trying to tell you, you can't preach against this, you can't preach against that. But what are you going to do? Are you going to stop preaching God's word because the devil said you can't preach it, or are you going to preach it anyhow, even if it costs you to go to jail? Amen. Said, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, meaning your faith is going to be tried. Amen. You may even question yourself, Lord, I done did your will. Now look at me. I'm here in prison. Lord, I did what you told me to do. Now look at me. Look what happened to me. That's all right. Your faith got to be tried. Glory be to God. The devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days, meaning you're going to have tribulation, amen, for a period of time. 10 days, amen, is referring to a period of time. Amen, you're going to go through a trial. You're going to go through that test for a period of time. Glory be to God, until God says enough is enough. He said, but be thou faithful unto death. Amen. John the Baptist, he was faithful unto death. Amen. He began to get his mind right. He began to get his thinking right. Amen. And he began to say, I'm going to be faithful even unto death, even if it costs my life. Even if I have to die for this, amen, I must trust God. I'm going to trust God to the end. Glory be to God. He says, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. Jesus said, and I will give thee a crown of life. Glory be to God. Amen. We know, amen. Amen. When this life is over, we know we have a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And that's what we're striving for. This world is not our home. We did not come here to stay. Amen. But we came and we're looking to go back with Jesus. Amen. When he shall come. But you got to trust God until the end. Amen. The Lord is asking a question tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? Do you trust me like you say you do? Glory be to God. I heard the Lord ask me that day, amen, last Sunday morning, amen, in the service. He began to ask me, do you trust me like you say you do? Glory be to God. Amen. Nowhere, no doubt my faith was wavering somewhere along the line. No doubt my faith began to get a little shaky. Amen. But God began to come and strengthen my faith. And I began to say, yay, Lord, you know I trust you. Lord, I trust you with my whole heart. I trust you with for the keeping of my soul. I commit my life unto you, Lord. I trust you with everything in me. Glory be to God. And the tears began to stream down my face. Amen. I began to just surrender to the Lord. I said, Lord, I trust you. I began to surrender my ways and my thoughts. Amen. Unto the Lord. And I said, Lord, I trust you with my whole heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. That's how you got to trust God tonight. You got to trust God even when you can't trace him. Know that he's going to see you through. God is going to get us through this. Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God for the word. We're going to just have to bring it to a close tonight. Amen. But we pray you have gotten something out of the word of God. Examine yourself tonight. Amen. See if you be found in the faith. Amen. Search yourself tonight. See if you're trusting God like you say you are. Amen. The Lord wants to know tonight. Amen. Do you trust me like you say you do? Do you really trust me like you say you do? Or are you going through the motion? Amen. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You got to trust God with fully, man, all your heart, with everything in you. Amen. We sing a song that says, amen, I won't complain. Amen. My good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. I'll lift my hands and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. But sometimes when we go through the storms of life, we're not doing what we said we're going to do. Amen. We begin to complain. We begin to mumble and grumble. And we begin to tell the Lord, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of this test. I'm tired of this pain. I'm tired of, amen, my suffering. And we begin to complain. We failed the test so many times. Amen. We fail, amen, trusting God like we should. But tonight God wants to know, do you trust me like you say you do? Glory be to God. It's more. Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. It's your action that's going to determine your faith in God. Do you trust me like you say you do? Amen, says the Lord. Amen. We just praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God, we're going to bring it to a close. Amen. But maybe there's somebody on the line tonight. You have heard the word of God. You have been betwixt two opinions. You have been halted between two opinions. You're trying to decide if going with Jesus is the right way, amen, or the way that you're going now is the right way.
Amen. One day you want to try Jesus. One day you want to live for Jesus. Then the next day you're not sure. Amen. But tonight you got to make up your mind. Choose you today whom you will serve. If it seems evil, amen, for you to serve the Lord, then choose you today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Make that decision tonight, who you want to serve. Maybe somewhere on the line your faith is wavering. Your faith has been doubting God. You're not sure if God's going to come through. You're not sure if God is going to deliver you out of that situation. You're not sure if God's going to ever heal your body. And your faith is wavering. Amen. The Bible says, he that waver is like the wave of the sea. Amen. Let not that man think to receive anything of the Lord. But your faith got to be fixed. Your faith got to be firm in God. Amen. You got to say, for God I live and for God I die. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Tonight, if somebody's on the line, you want to come to Jesus, you can push *6. Amen. That we can pray the prayer of faith with you tonight. Glory be to God. Do you trust me like you say you do? Hallelujah. Is there one tonight, amen, that want to be saved? Amen. Are you tired of your wicked ways? Are you tired of that sinful life that you're living? Glory be to God. God has a better way for you to live. God wants better for you. The devil's telling you, amen, you're going to be like this the rest of your life. You've got to live like this the rest of your life. You got to live with these addictions. You got to live with these hang-ups. No, you don't. God can deliver you tonight. God can set you free right now if you give him a chance. Won't you come on this line, this platform, and give God a chance to turn your life around? Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? The choice is yours tonight. Hallelujah. I'm glad I chose the Lord. I'm glad I made the Lord my choice. Amen. He chose me out of all that I've done. He chose me from the foundation of the world that I should serve him. But I'm glad that I decided to follow Jesus. I'm so glad I have decided to follow Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, is there any special prayer request? Amen. Maybe you one of those that, amen, felt like, amen, you was trusting God with all your heart. But tonight, the word of God, amen, began to let you see, amen, that you wasn't trusting God like you should have been. Maybe your faith has been wavering. Maybe you have been uncertain. Maybe you have been halted between two opinions, wondering if God is going to come through, wondering where is God. Amen. Where is your faith in God tonight? Amen. The Lord said, amen. Do you trust me like you say you do? This is something for you to think about tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there one tonight standing in need of prayer? Amen. Anybody got any prayer requests tonight? I'm going to trust God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend. He's my God. If I trust him, he will provide. He will, amen, meet my needs tonight. If I only trust him. If I only trust him, he will come through for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He will show up and show out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do we have one on the line tonight?
Yes, this Amen. Is Sister Mary. I'd like to ask prayer for my sister-in-law, George, and my classmate, Valerie, on the loss of their aunt and mother. We'll be putting the rest on the weekend. And for Ishmael Mason, he was having trouble breathing, and they had to take him to the hospital.
Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If I trust him. If I trust him. Only if I trust him. Only believe all things are possible. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? Thank you. God bless you. Anyone else tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any other prayer requests tonight on the line? Amen, after hearing the word of God. Amen. Is there anyone else? Amen. Desiring prayer tonight. Amen. Whatever your need is, you can come to him. Whatever
praise
your need is tonight. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, man of God. This is Gwen. I'm calling to request prayer for myself, my family, my loved ones, anyone I come in contact with. I was told today that I have a slightly irregular heartbeat, so I would like to request prayer for that. But overall, I would like to request prayer for my strength and my focus and getting stronger in the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We will be praying for you. Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen. You want to be saved? You want to be delivered? You want to be healed, set free? Amen. You want God to make, you need God to make ways for you. Need God to open up doors for you. You need God to strengthen your faith. Amen. Whatever the need is tonight, amen, you can come. Step in the water tonight. Amen. The Lord has everything that you need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there one? Anyone else tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has spoken tonight. Amen. To each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. On this line. Amen. We all have need of more patience. We all have need of more strength from the Lord. Lord, help thou my unbelief. And help me to trust you like I say I do. Glory be to God. Anyone else before we go into prayer? Amen. Pray for me. Pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for your word. Oh, God, we thank you for speaking to our hearts tonight. We thank you, oh, God, for letting us know what we must do to be saved. Father God, we cannot be saved if we don't believe and trust you. In the name of Jesus, you said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We have heard the word of God this night. And Father God, our faith reach out to you. Our heart, God, we trust you, God, with our whole heart tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, for your strength. We thank you for your renewing, the renewing of the mind, renewing of the spirit and the heart. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for strength tonight. We put on the garment of strength tonight. Oh, God, we take off the garment of heaviness tonight, and we put on the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. We will lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know tonight that the earth is the Lord, in the fullness thereof, in the world and they that dwell therein. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for ministering to our hearts tonight. We thank you for ministering to the minds of your people tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it wasn't by accident. It wasn't by coincidence. Oh, God, that this word came tonight. But you know the trying of our faith tonight. You know where we're standing, you Lord. You know that somebody's faith was wavering tonight. You know that somebody was doubting you tonight. But after hearing the word of God, we can take on a new mind in Christ. We can take on a new attitude in the name of Jesus. And we can say, for God I live, and for God I die. In the name of Jesus, we pray for strength tonight. We pray for courage tonight. In the name of Jesus, encourage every heart tonight. Encourage every believer tonight. Those under the sound of my voice, those that's on the line tonight, however they may be listening, by way of telephone, through Facebook, podcast, or have a way, they may be
tuning into this broadcast tonight. We pray that you will strengthen them, Lord. Encourage their hearts tonight. Help them to keep believing. Help them to take a stand for righteousness and for your word. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we need you tonight. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. One touch from you, Lord, will make everything all right. Oh, Jesus, make it all right tonight. You fix it tonight, Lord. You work it out tonight, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, whatever is lingering on the hearts of your people, whatever got your people troubled tonight, whatever got your people disturbed with their peace of mind, we speak peace to that troubled heart tonight. We speak peace into that troubled mind tonight. Oh, Jesus, you told us in your word, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it not be afraid. Jesus. We need you, Lord. You can fix it tonight, Lord. You can work it out tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Somebody don't know what to do tonight. Somebody's worried. How they gonna pay their bills? Somebody's worried. Where the next meal is coming from? But Lord, you are that great provider. You do provide. Oh, Jesus. We ask that you make a way for your people. Open up closed doors tonight. Oh, Jesus. We ask that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory. Oh, Jesus. We have need of you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord. Wipe away every tear from the eyes of those that are crying. Comfort their hearts tonight, Lord. Be strength unto them tonight, Lord. You be courage to them, Lord. Encourage their hearts tonight. Oh, Jesus. You know what each one of us are going through. You know the test that we're going through. You know the storms of life that we are faced with tonight. But you say you will never leave us. You say you will forsake us tonight. Oh, Jesus. Somebody's wrestling with their faith tonight. Somebody's struggling with their faith tonight. But Lord, remove all doubt tonight. Remove all fear tonight. You said in your word, perfect love casts out all fear. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand on your word. Help us to believe you, Lord. We may not know how you're going to do it. We may not know how you're going to fix it. But Lord, we do believe that you're going to do it for us. We do believe you're going to work it out for us, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Whatever you see fit to do, however you see fit to do it, Lord. We ask that you do it tonight. You know what's best, Lord. You know how to fix it. You know how to work it out. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you can work it out. In the name of Jesus. Somebody got a light bill due. Somebody don't know what to do. But, Lord, we look to you tonight. We're going to trust you tonight, Lord. We choose to trust you, Lord. We choose to depend on you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. We're learning how to lean and depend on you. We're learning how to live holy. We're learning how to rest in your word. Oh, Jesus. We know you able, Lord. Raise us up tonight, God. Lift us up tonight, Jesus. Bring us out of that dark place. Bring us out of that dungeon. Bring somebody out of depression. Oh, Jesus. Lift somebody's spirit tonight. Raise them up, Lord. Raise their faith up tonight. In the name of Jesus. We know that you're able. We know you got the power. You can just speak the word. And it shall shall be done. Oh, Jesus, give somebody the assurance tonight that you're going to fix it, Lord. Give somebody confirmation through your word tonight that everything going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. If I trust you, you will provide. If I trust you, you will make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, Jesus, we're going to praise you in the midst of the test. We're going to praise you while we're going through. Oh, Jesus, we vow to praise you through the good and the bad. We vow to praise you whether happy or sad. Oh, Jesus. For we know tonight that when the praise of God go up, the blessings got to come down. When the praises of God are going up tonight, then the blessing's going to come down. We choose to worship you tonight. We choose to send up the blessings. We choose to send up the praises tonight. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I'm a praise through the good. I'm going to praise you in the bad times. Lord, I'm going to bless you through it all tonight, Lord. You deserve my praise. Through it all, you're still worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. We thank you for that great name, Jesus. We thank you for that great name. That great name, Jesus. At the name Jesus, demons and devils tremble. At the name Jesus, Satan got to flee. For we know the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. We're safe in your arms. We're safe with you, Lord. We commit the keeping of our soul into your hands. We're safe in the arms of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help us tonight, Lord. Lord, help us tonight. Help us to trust you, Lord. Help us not to doubt you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Help our unbelief, any elements of doubt, anything that may be wavering in us. Don't let our faith waver tonight, Lord, but help our unbelief. Give us the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Oh, Jesus, give us that old-time faith that the saints used to have. Oh, Jesus, put it in us tonight. Help us to be steadfast. Unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, Jesus, help us to keep on working for you. Help us to keep on doing your will. Help us to keep on striving to please you, that we may enter in at that straight and narrow way in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord. Oh, God, we need you. We need you, Lord. Bring us out of despair. Look on those that are in despair tonight. Look on those that are isolating themselves. Oh, God, they feel like they're all alone. They feel like they're in this by themselves. They feel like they're fighting this battle all by themselves. But, Lord, comfort them tonight. Be their peace tonight. Be their strength tonight. Let them know that you are with them. Let them know tonight that they can run to you in the name of Jesus. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Saved, Lord. Save tonight, Lord. Deliver tonight, Lord. Deliver through your word. Pick somebody up tonight through your spoken word. Encourage somebody's heart tonight through the word of God in the name of Jesus. Heal that body tonight. Save that soul tonight. Rescue your people, Lord. Deliver your people tonight in the name of Jesus. You know how much we can bear. You see the afflictions of your people. You heard our cry. You come down to deliver us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you see, God. You see we're striving. You see we're trying to be pleasing in your sight. You see we're trying to do what you ask of us. But now, Lord. Remember us tonight. Remember us tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Lighten the load tonight. Lighten the load. The load of your people, Lord. The load that your people carry. Lighten the load tonight. Jesus. Jesus. Do it tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. It's in your hand. Fix it, Lord, like you said you would. Work it out, Lord, like you said you would. Provide, like you said you would. Heal, like you said you would. Deliver, like you said you would. It's in your word. It's in your word. You said all things are possible to him that believe. Help our unbelief tonight. We are believers. We believe on Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us to put all of our trust in thee. Help us to trust you, Lord. If everything that's within us, even when we can't trace you, Lord, help us to trust you tonight, Lord. And lead not to our own understanding. But in all our ways to acknowledge you, you shall direct our path. Look on the prayer list tonight, God. Look on Gwen tonight. Oh, God, strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen her family, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen everyone she come in contact with. Save those that need to be saved. Deliver those that need to be delivered. Heal those that need to be healed. Oh, God, heal her heart, God. Oh, God, cause her heart to line up with your word and to beat right. Strengthen her faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We count it done right now. We believe you for the saving of the souls. We believe you to perform a miracle. A miracle shall be performed. Oh, Jesus, you're still a miracle worker. You're still working miracles. You're still saving. You're still delivering. You're still healing. You're still restoring. In the name of Jesus, nothing is impossible with thee, but all things are possible to him that believe. You're still opening up doors that no man can shut. You're still raising your people up in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, for great things. We believe you, Lord, to do mighty things through us and even in us and for us. In the name of Jesus, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give you all the glory tonight. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Through it all, we lift our hands and say thank you. We still praise you. We still worship you. And we still honor you. You are Lord of Lords. You're King of Kings. In the name of Jesus. You are the righteous judge. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know all about it tonight, God. Oh, God, we put it in your hands tonight. We surrender it all to you. Oh, God, we give it back to you tonight. We cast all our cares upon you. For we know that you care for us. Bless on this line. Bless every listener. Bless every heart that have tuned into this broadcast tonight. Be with them and strengthen them and keep them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for touching us tonight through your word. Oh, God, you know what we have need of. You know what we need and when we need it. You're on-time God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we praise you. For that, we glorify you. And for that, we love you. We give you all the praise and all the honor. We count it done this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen tonight. My God. Amen tonight. Glory to God. What a word. What a word in due season on tonight. Glory to God. And we bless God for this word on tonight. My God, do you trust me like you say you do? My God, the Lord has spoken on tonight, people of God, and I tell you, what a word. And I love it, glory to God, how the Lord comes to us, and it's all for our good. And even as the man of God was saying tonight, you know, no doubt there was something within him, something, glory to God, within him that he wasn't gone, that hadn't gone that 100% of the mile in his trust towards God. And this is tonight what the Lord is saying to us as well. Do you trust me like you say you trust me? That is a word, people of God. That is a word, glory to God, for us to look at, a word for us to examine ourselves by. Do we really trust him like we say we do? Glory to God. And I just tell you, this word on tonight has come, and it has truly, amen, shone, amen. The light has illuminated in the recesses of our mind, in our heart, in our spirit on tonight, glory to God, for us to see where we stand, glory to God, for us to really see where we stand. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, people of God, because even in that, sometimes when we think we stand, where we think we're standing, glory be to God, amen, we find that, amen, it's still shaky. It's still shaky. Glory to God, it's shaky. We're not standing as firm as we say that we are. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And I tell you, in this day, in this hour, glory to God, amen, not only do we have to talk the talk, as he said, we can get our mouths and say anything, sell some big tickets. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, for this word has come to us on tonight for us to examine ourselves. Glory to God. Not our brother, not our sister, not looking to the left nor to the right. Glory to God. But for us to look at ourselves to see where we truly stand. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. I thank God on tonight for this word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because listen, when we look and we find that we come short, amen, as the centurion said, Lord, help thou my unbelief. Glory to God. So we don't have to remain where we are. If we see that we come short, we don't have to stay there. Amen, Jesus. For the sure mercies of God are here to deliver us. This word has come to deliver us. That where we think we may be, glory to God, if we find ourselves not at that point, all we have to do is ask him, Lord, help thou. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless God tonight for this word. Man of God, we thank God for you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God for availing yourself on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, it is a right now word in a right now season. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this word has quickened. This word on tonight has come straight out of the mind of God, straight out of the mind of God for this time and for this hour. So we bless God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, again, for this word. And people of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Certainly, we will be happy, so happy to send you a copy of this word on tonight. People of God, you can certainly text us and we'll get it to you. Glory to God, and we'll give you a couple of numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, for our international listeners, you can text us on tonight and text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7233. 6-0-8-7-2-3-4. Again, 678-608-7234. As well, people of God, you can reach out. Amen. A third number for you on tonight is 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. Also, if all else fails, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page and click and listen as often as you like. You can also download copies there if you would like. Send copies via Messenger if you would like. And one more avenue, people of God, you can always Google Prayer News Network. And once you Google us, it'll bring you right to Amen Jesus, our broadcast there. You can also listen, once you get there, you can also listen via podcast. So people of God, listen, by any means necessary, we're trying to get this word into your hands so that it can get into your heart. Glory to God, as the scripture declares, that we might not sin against God. We're being made. We're being washed by the word. So you can certainly get a copy of this word, and I know that you were blessed. I know without a shadow of doubt that you were blessed, and we want others to be blessed. We want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, send out a copy of this broadcast. Send it, send it, send it to as many people as you know would be blessed. Send a copy of this word. Amen. Glory to God, so that others can be blessed. Amen. Because the Lord is raising up an army in the land. Glory be to God. He's raising up an army of people. He's getting us ready. He's getting us ready for that great day. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to be able to stand. We want to be able to stand. Amen. So we want you to help us to get the word out. Get the word out that someone else could be blessed. As we often say, this broadcast is none other than a virtual track. Send it to them, people of God. You never know when they're going to listen to it. We get broadcast listings all the time. Amen. Broadcasts that are like 2 years back. People are still going in, listening to entire broadcasts 2 years back. Amen. When we get our report, we see people listening as far, again, as 2, almost 3 years back. So we just want to let you know that your sending is not in vain. Send it, people of God. Send it, send it, send it, and the word will do the work. Amen. So God bless you on tonight. We thank God for you, man of God. We thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. And we do want to, glory to God, say a word of prayer. Amen, on your behalf, glory to God, for you on tonight. We do appreciate you, glory to God. We appreciate you. We appreciate your zeal, amen, for the Lord, and your desire, your passion for God's people. We do appreciate God for you, amen. People of God, if you will, amen, let us set our hearts and our minds toward the man of God on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you yet again, oh God, for this day, for this hour. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for your declared word on tonight that have come into our hearing, glory to God. And truly, our faith has been quickened on tonight. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for your word on tonight, Father. For as we've come unto this line, we've heard this word. Truly, we have been washed by the word on tonight. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for this word, oh God. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, for your word, oh God, that brings life, your word that brings light, your word, glory to God, that come to deliver us on tonight, your word, oh God, that has come on this night, glory be to God, to make us better, to make us, oh God, glory to God, hallelujah, oh God, to be conformed into your image. And we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God, for this word and all that it has done. Truly, we know, glory to God, this night that our eyes have not seen, nor our ears heard on tonight, all that you have done, all that you will do through your declared word on tonight. But Father, we come tonight to just say thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word on tonight. Father, we thank you for your messenger on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory on tonight for your messenger. Now, Father, we're asking that you will look upon him on this night. Look upon him even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon your servant tonight, and we're asking, oh God, that you will breathe, oh God, upon him. Breathe upon him tonight. Father, breathe upon him blessings tonight. Breathe upon him miracles on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking this night that you will look upon the altars of his heart. We're asking that you will move upon him now in the name of Jesus because of his obedience on tonight. Because, oh God, he has availed himself to your people, to the nations on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you will move for him in the name of Jesus. Father, move for him as only you can. Move for him, oh God. Move for his family. Move, oh God. Move in his ministry tonight. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would open doors this night. Father, open doors of utterance. Open doors, oh God. Open doors as only you can. And Father, we're asking you this night to cause your kingdom expression, oh God, to move forth in the name of Jesus. Father, move. In the name of Jesus, hey, God, Father, move for him over Messiah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight. Father, we're asking you to open doors. Open doors. Hey, God, open doors. Oh, God, that the enemy shut. Open doors. Oh, tonight we pray in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for guiding his footsteps on tonight. We're thanking you for what you're about to do in his life. We're thanking you. Hallelujah. We're thanking you. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for elevation. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking you, oh Father, for elevation on tonight. Elevation. Hey, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We honor, we glorify you for what you're about to do in his life. We're thanking you on tonight for what you're about to do in his family. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Father. We say, have your way. We say, have your way, oh, God. Thy kingdom come here. That will be done in this life on tonight. Father, we thank you now. We bless you. We glorify you. We honor you on tonight. Father, Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you. We bless you, oh God. Oh, Blushanabahaya, we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for causing your face to shine upon him. Thanking you, oh glory. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for blessing his going out and his coming in, oh Globoshi, from this evermore. We thank you tonight. Oh, we're thanking you, oh Bohoshe, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, God, we honor, we glorify you tonight. Father, we said thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on tonight. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover him in your shed blood. Cover him, oh, glory to God. Cover him, oh, God, in the north, the south, the east, the west. Cover and shield him now in the name of Jesus. Cover, oh, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory, we give you honor on tonight for the things that you're about to do in this life. We thank you. We bless you now. We thank you for your covering. Father, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid any backlash even now in the precious name of Jesus. We forbid it as sons of God. We forbid it on tonight as sons of God. And Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you glory now in thy precious name, Jesus. In every heart tonight, say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. We honor him. Glory be to God. We honor him on tonight. for the great things that he has done. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, we're going to turn it back over to you, man of God. Glory be to God for the final remarks and for the blessing of the line. God bless you. We thank you. We appreciate you so much in Jesus' name. You have the platform.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God for you. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. We receive it tonight. We believe God for great things. We thank God, amen, for this night, for the word of God. And God, he knows just what we need and when we need it. Amen. God's word is always, amen, for, amen, to come and to help us no matter what night, what day. God's word is always there because we need, amen, the word of God. So we just praise God, amen, for all things. Be encouraged, people of God. Hold your head up. Walk on through. Amen. And make up your mind that you're going to trust God wholeheartedly. Amen. Through it all, amen, depend on Jesus. And you will see for yourself, amen, that God will provide for you. Amen. So this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Be back on tomorrow night, amen, at 9 p.m. Amen. Come praying, come believing, and come expecting great things of the Lord. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, bless us as we depart from this line, but never from your presence. As we lie down and go to sleep tonight, God, be with us. Stay the hand of death. Make the death angel behave. Touch with your finger of love that we may arise at that point in time and hour to give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Let us lift our hands towards heaven. Amen. Let's make a declaration. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you with my whole heart. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. You. Amen. Glory be to God. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. Glory be to God. As the man of God say, we'll see you on tomorrow. Amen. Jesus, come back. Come back ready to hear what the Lord will say unto us. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
An open
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.